This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The conundrum of the president's speech last night was that there was a lot in it to talk about, while at the same time, there really wasn't much in it at all. And more to the point, the economic claims the president made were often not entirely correct. To pick just one, this one.
94 million Americans are out of the labor force.
The fact of it, because they matter, is that 94 million, that number, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, includes retirees and students and stay-at-home parents, people who just aren't looking for a job. The truth is, this economy is about this close to full employment. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
Michael Ayrton is a CEO. He runs Connex Brands and the Rodon Group in Pennsylvania. They make high-precision plastic parts and, among many other things, Lincoln Logs.
We've definitely seen a tightening in the labor market over, I'd say, the last certainly 12 to 18 months.
From engineers to quality control supervisors to skilled machine operators.
You're getting qualified candidates in, but if you're not acting quickly, that person's only on the market for a few days or a couple of weeks at most.
He says a lot of companies like his are actually paying extra to use headhunters. Tim Sackett runs just such a staffing firm called HRU Technical Resources.
Anyone that has technical skills right now has their pick of jobs for sure.
He says it's taking longer to fill positions because there's more openings than there are candidates.
It's a real problem and it continues to get worse.
But there is a puzzle here when you look at the economy as a whole. Joe Minerick is with the Conference Board.
We really have not seen the kind of strength in wage growth that you would have expected with an unemployment rate this low.
Yes, wages are rising for engineers and IT workers, and the labor market's tightening in healthcare and retail and trade. But for certain workers, not so much. And that's dragging down the overall numbers.
A part of our labor force is being left behind.
Unskilled labor has lost a lot of ground to competition overseas and to machines.
A number of the areas where the economy is expanding are sectors where productivity is improving and we can produce more with less labor.
The unskilled laborer looking for a job or the one who's stopped even trying, people President Trump likes to point to, they're having a different experience from the IT engineer. So yeah, the labor market is definitely tightening, but not for everyone. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.